Hi, I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. Thank you for giving us 10 minutes to get you updated on current events. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says when Thomas Eric Duncan started his trip from Liberia to the U.S., he showed no signs of having the deadly Ebola virus. But witnesses in Liberia say he'd had contact with Ebola victims there. And Liberian officials say when Duncan was asked if he'd had such contact, he said no. After his arrival in Texas, he became the first person diagnosed in the U.S. with the disease. Those he stayed with have been quarantined. Health officials are reaching out to others Duncan met with. So far, no one else has contracted the virus, but there are a lot of questions.
They can be quite similar, and that can be confusing. And keep in mind, people come back with fevers and cough. It can be all sorts of different things. Here's the big critical difference with Ebola. A travel history and a history of any particular risks is absolutely crucial. This particular gentleman that we're talking about in Dallas, for example, went into the hospital on the 26th, the first time, went to the hospital himself or herself, but was not asked about travel history. When he got on the plane, he wasn't sick. When he got off of the plane, he wasn't sick. Very important, because one thing that we keep hearing over and over again, I think it's an important point, is that you don't spread this virus until you are sick yourself. So the fact that he was in what is known as the incubation period, carrying the virus clearly in his body, but not spreading it. If someone were to land in the United States and have developed symptoms, they got on the plane totally healthy, got off the plane and now sick, then that would prompt a medical evaluation once they got here to the United States. So the real key to this is trying to detect or screen before people get on planes from countries where Ebola is known to be, such as these three countries in West Africa. Part of the problem is that, you know, if someone gets sick, during the time that they're sick but not yet in the hospital, they can come in contact with lots of people. They need to go back and trace those people. It's called contact tracing. If you miss the contacts and one of those people gets sick, then you can start to have a whole nother group of people who could potentially become infected. Ebola can live outside the body on surfaces. I think that's part of this question. It can do that. If it's exposed to sunlight, obviously, if the handrails are cleaned or something like that, that would deactivate the virus. But let's say those things don't happen. The virus can live there even for several days. While Ebola can live in all sorts of different bodily fluids, it's less likely to be transmitted through coughs or sneezes, much more likely to be transmitted through blood.